Sculptured Music, Speak Lord. Kicked off the hour with Aaliyah, One in a Million. And of course, this show is One in a Million. It's Car Drive, we're on the streets, we're on the air, we're everywhere. You know, about 2 weeks ago, if not three, Drake won Artist of the Decade at the Billboard Awards. And when he won, he had his son, Adonis, on stage with him. And the first thing that I noticed about Adonis was that obviously he had cornrows, but the part in the cornrows wasn't centered in his head. And it bothered me a little bit because I just like things to be, I guess, symmetrical.
I get you.
Yeah, I was like, bruh, why on earth would you plait this little child's hair and not put the part in the center?
Sure. You just felt like you wanted to move it and put it, you know.
I felt like cutting the whole hair off.
Oh,
like
wow.
Start afresh.
Hectic.
You know, so much it bothered me.
Hectic.
Yeah. And I remember like one of my lecturers used to say I was compulsive about things. Like, it was digital systems and you're supposed to build a circuit, yada, yada, yada.
Mm-hmm.
And some people just wire a circuit. And it's called a breadboard. So they'll use their breadboard and just...
I know that.
That's funny. Then they'll just plug in like different wires, yada, yada, yada. But for me, I wanted all the wires to be same length, color-coded, like proper curves.
Annoying.
You know, and he was like, dude, you are compulsively neat.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, I know. I work with that metronomic consistency, you know? And I'm not like this with all things, but I am like that with most things.
Yeah.
And most people call it OCD.
Yep. Obsessive compulsive disorder.
Another member of our team who's definitely OCD, I don't even need to ask him, is Sandman. Yeah. Him and I see the world very similarly.
Sure.
And it's not a bad thing.
It isn't a bad thing at all. Because Kinile Huma here, yeah, everything about her life is scribbles and mess.
I have no words. This guy just wants to put me down.
No, I'm just saying.
I mean, that's your goal in life. It's okay.
I am just saying.
It is a disorder, Sandile. So, I mean...
Everything's a disorder.
You know, not for me. The thing is that my OCD, if you call it that, just comes down to... It's not a lot, but it's being noticed now because we're in a pandemic. So sanitizing constantly, not wanting to touch people, those kind of things. It's just being highlighted because now we're in a pandemic.
That's not true, Sandile.
Otherwise, listen, it wasn't that bad before the pandemic. The one thing that I will say that I was OCD about that I've had to work on was always when I leave home thinking that I've left the iron on. So it got so bad that I had to leave the iron in a place where I could see it unplugged, like on the counter, in the kitchen counter. So when I lock the door, I see it. Mm. There it is, the iron unplugged. Otherwise, I'd be sitting at work and be like, yo, I want to go home because I have a feeling I left the iron on.
Yeah.
But also, what's wrong with leaving the iron on? There's nothing wrong with that. It's not like it's going to start a fire. You're wasting electricity, yes, but it's not going to start a fire or anything.
So I
don't trust these irons.
Yeah, I've had a similar incident, but that was with me leaving the tap open. So, you know, sometimes when the water's off, you open up the tap and you don't close it, right? Mm. So when I got back home, the house was flooded because I had left the tap open for some reason.
Sure.
And so I had like a similar thing where I'd be thinking about water and taps being open or closed all the time. So it's always something that I now check.
Also, guys, I just want to say to Sandile's point, we've always known that he's OCD. Sandile's fear of germs is crazy. This guy at one point didn't even want to eat peanuts just because he didn't want the peanuts to be on his hand. So he made like a weird tube where he put like he created a foil. He had a foil and then rolled it up into a tube. Put the peanuts inside so that the peanuts don't have to touch his hand. So I don't even think that the pandemic has highlighted this thing. This guy is just OCD.
Oh, I knew Sandile was overboard when an ex-colleague, I mean, I didn't know, but she used to work here, came into the building and she was so happy to see him. She hugged him.
No, tapped.
Tapped
on the
him
shoulder.
On the shoulder.
Not a hug.
Ah, Sandman was out there sanitizing his shoulder. I'm like, bro, what are you doing? I think.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay. Your levels are OCD. Are you OCD? Give us a shout. 086-000-0959. Hit us up on WhatsApp as well. 063-688-0959. Yeah. I don't think it's a bad thing at all. But, yeah, let us know.